Stephen Curry, Warriors outdistance shorthanded Lakers. Stephen Curry continued his hot long-range shooting with 6 three-pointers and 32 points as the Warriors took advantage of the absence of LeBron James to thrash the visiting Los Angeles Lakers 128-110 on Thursday night in San Francisco. James set out with a sore left ankle, which helped stall a Lakers team that had won its last three games before the All-Star break by running up an average of 134 points. Only the Warriors approached that mark in the second half opener, with Curry leading the way on 12-for-24 shooting. Rookie Tracy Jackson Davis gave Golden State a lift off the bench with 17 points. Andrew Wiggins was second best to Curry with 20 points for Golden State, which won for the seventh time in its last eight games. Curry's 6 three-pointers in 13 tries gave him 6 or more in 9 of his last 13 games, not counting the 29 points worth of outside-the-arc shots he poured in against Sabrina Ionescu in the All-Star Weekend exhibition in Indianapolis. Curry had 25 of his 32 points in the first half, during which the Warriors used a 17-5 burst to turn a one-point deficit into a 67-56 halftime lead. Curry contributed 7 points to the run, while Brandon Podziemski bombed in a pair of three-pointers. The Lakers were never closer than 8 in the second half. Curry also tallied a team-high 8 assists and 3 steals. Podziemski finished with a team-high 9 rebounds to complement 10 points, and Draymond Green aided the Golden State cause with 8 points, 7 rebounds, and 5 assists. Jackson Davis' 17 points came on 8-for-10 shooting in just 15 minutes. Jonathan Kuminga scored 12 points. Anthony Davis notched a team-high 27 points and a game-high 15 rebounds for the Lakers, who had beaten Golden State in double overtime in another San Francisco meeting last month. On Thursday, D'Angelo Russell accumulated a game-high 9 assists to go with 18 points for the Lakers, while Austin Reeves had 16 points and Torian Prince 12.